Words like sovereignty, dominion, republic, they used to mean something in this. They still mean something in America, and they certainly mean something to our next guest. He was realizing, you know, why are politicians acting the way they are? Why is our government kind of against? This isn't what started out, and that started him on a journey where he discovered what was going on and, to a large extent, what it means for you. HisAdvocates.org is the website, HisAdvocates.org. A longtime friend, Kelby Smith, welcome back to the Power Hour, my friend.
Brother, I'm super happy to be back, man. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. I want to go before, I know there's a lot you want to talk about and we're going to get into. Let me put a couple news stories out here and get your impression. We do have Pastor Wright. We'll get him too, but just he's in the background there. In the world over the last few months, we have seen a lot of unrest. Hong Kong says, you know, we don't want China to take over. We're willing to risk our life. We're going to stop. We're not going to let government control us. In France, the Yellow Vest, we're not going to let you rob us. In Italy, protests, nationalism, populism rising, protection of border in Hungary, in South America, in Ecuador, in certainly Venezuela to some degree, Argentina, all these, Colombia. People are revolting. They don't like the heavy handedness been going on in America. The Second Amendment situation in Virginia was a major thing. We're seeing gun sales spike. We're seeing independence. We're seeing a refurbishment of all these things throughout the world. And then boom, this virus hits and it all basically got shut down. Overall, this seems like a pretty handy tool to stop dissent, stop change, to stop reformation in the world. What is your perspective from that context?
Okay. First off, I'm going to do my best to give this full hour here my perspective. I'm going to be doing a follow-up tonight at 6 o'clock. 2 months ago, Daniel, I posted a video. I did a live video on hisadvocates.tv where I posted the fact that we are going to have an economic hit within the next 30 to 60 days. And the only reason why I'm saying that is because all you have to do is look at history to see what's taking place today. This isn't rocket science. This isn't my genius because it's not there. This is simply paying attention, keeping your eyes open, and watching what they're doing. I don't want to say I'm nervous because I've had an opportunity to prepare for this, but I got to tell you something. I'm watching what they're doing across the world right now, and it is a global sysop, without a doubt, to counterstrike what is happening to keep America sovereign by the administration. This administration, in my opinion, whether people want to agree with this or not, are trying to keep this country sovereign and pull away from a global order, and that is a biblical absolute, and the world is coming against that, meaning the power structure is coming against that, with a pandemic largely due to hysteria, but it's valid in certain countries where they are attacking. They are attacking in Iran. Dan, look, I have a friend in Iran. I spoke to him 2 days ago. He is saying the doctors and the nurses are dead. He's saying they don't even want to help people, that they're falling in the streets dead. This is 2 days ago, and that they're under self-quarantine, and some places are mandatory quarantine, but they don't have the facilities. So people that are talking about this as being fake, it's not fake to some countries. So what does that mean to America or the United States of America? This is what we're going to be talking through today, and I do want to tell you, though, this is the scary part. They compartmentalized every public franchise, every governmental office in this nation 60 years ago. And it's been only 3 years that there have been this wrangling and putting it back under the power structure of a president again. And so there's a global revolt against this nation that is going to be unlike anything you have ever seen before. And there's powers that are fighting at the top levels. They're called hidden wars, secret wars, whatever you want to call them, that we are not seeing, that are going to be game changers like you wouldn't believe in this nation in our very near future. We have to really understand this is to thwart this administration.
Let me tell you some of the things I've been told. And people, this is not financial advice. This is just, you know, this is what I've been told, some of the things. Gold and silver, gold is going to go down to around 1,000 an ounce. And the reason it's going to go down is because
What, Kelby? They want to hedge it down so they can buy it up.
Right. Bingo. China is very upset with America because China is the biggest holder of our treasuries and what we've done with the money. You have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, last night when the Fed cut the rate, they also put $700 billion into the repurchase market in the last 5 days, I think, $2.5 trillion to keep these things afloat. When the market opened this morning, it still went down 1,700 points. It did not work. That has made China really upset about treasuries. So to make up for it, they've made it basically a backhanded deal where America's going to keep gold price down. And it's going to go down to 1,000 so they can buy it all up so that they can get all the gold that they want. They, meaning these central bankers, meaning these wannabe controllers, they want to take America down and put us on our knees. They want us to kick us right in the gut, and they don't want us to ever come back. That is the goal. That is what I'm being told, your perspective in all this.
Okay, so look, I told people to sell 2 months ago if their positions were in the stock market to put it into cash and hard assets. I'm going to tell you right now, food has got to be the number one thing. And my purchasing of food through your company, Dan, has got me feeling a whole lot better, and it's not a sales pitch. It absolutely is the most critical thing right now that's going to be as valuable as gold, silver, bullets, you name it. My perspective is you're going to see a market collapse and a worldwide reset like you've never seen before. It has to. And the reason is, and the only way to accomplish this, remember the Congressional Budget Office said in 2005 that debt is not recoverable. You cannot, from an accounting perspective standpoint, recover because we are in an upside down what we owe the Federal Reserve from a minimum interest payment. It's over what we collect in corporate and individual tax. That means we will never, ever, ever get out of debt. Okay? That is saying a lot. That means the only way to accomplish this is to kick the Fed out, meaning the Federal Reserve, and to do a jubilee, to do a global reset. And that's why, and that's what you've been hearing about for the last 20 years with Nesra and these different things and these packages about a global reset, and then people are going to instantly be millionaires and billionaires, and because the wealth is going to be transferred from the wicked to the righteous, whatever. All I know is this market is going down, and I called it on Friday. I told all my friends, get out. I said, call your 401k provider, Prudential, whoever. I don't care what they tell you. They're going to tell you. They're going to lie out their teeth. They're going to say, just hold. And they're going to use disclaimers because they're all on recorded lines. If everybody just holds, you will gain back your position within 2 years. It's all bullcrap, guys. They're saving their company. They're reading scripts, and they're being told what to say. This, I'm going to tell you right now, not everybody is going to hold. Everybody is going to sell. And I told her, watch. I don't care what kind of rally we saw on Friday. We saw a 2,000 upswing on Friday. We've already seen a 2,000 downswing today. Right now, the market is down 1,824 points 3 hours in. So they're probably going to freeze the market again today. And, wow. And we're at 21,000. We're at 27%, a third of our total economy done in a week, week and a half.
Wow. There's a couple other stories I want to bring up to you, and then I want to get Pastor, your perspective, then Pastor Wright's. The, obviously, guns, we saw what happened in Virginia. That was a massive story where sheriffs stood up and the people stood up and stopped, Northam going on. We're seeing now the mayor of Champaign, Illinois has declared that she can seize your guns if she wants. She can turn your electricity off if she wants. She can seize your private property if she wants because of this virus. I don't know what the electricity has to do with the virus, but she now claims the power to do it. I would argue with that against the Bill of Rights, but that's another story. De Blasio from New York has now called for the nationalization of manufacturing. We're seeing that call. Well, we're going to need it. We need to take over these factories because they won't be able to survive and all this, and the government's going to have to come in. We're hearing that. We're hearing the idea out of Washington now that no groups over 50 people. So I guess the virus can count now. So if there's only 50 people, that's okay. If there's 51 people, the virus is going to spread, I guess. I don't know. So the three main ways where people connect and where people have ingenuity and their engines to of economic fortitude, their own ability, we're hearing now major politicians trying to kill all of that. Guns, manufacturing, private property, and gathering together. They're all using this as an excuse. Your perspective from that context.
Okay, so y'all know that my best friend is the producer of the number one and number two, or the director for the number one and number two television shows in the nation. And he's a major movie actor, and he got a phone call from a high-level Democrat who obviously thought he was friends with him. And he said, look, we're talking on Capitol Hill about a 21-day quarantine nationwide. And I need to know, and this is a Democrat, I need to know where to buy a gun. So, this is the problem that we have is this has been something that's been set up from a long time. These operations, this is what this is. This is a global sysop. There is buildings that have practiced this operation for 10 years to perfect what they're about to do. Okay? This isn't something that is just happening and they're trying to get around and recover. We have a global bad force and we have a global good force, and they are at the highest levels fighting each other. And what you're about to see is a catastrophic change in the way that this world is being ran. And this is why God said, in my opinion, God said, come out of her, my people, because there's a jurisdictional position that they have over you if you're in that system. So to answer your question, mandatory vaccinations, that only happens if you're a United States citizen. Taking your guns, it only happens if you've got registered firearms and you're a United States citizen. People need to understand these terms and terminologies of registration, of depositing, of what it means to be in the jurisdiction of the United States. The United States, under UCC 9-307H, exclusive jurisdiction is in the District of Columbia. So the only way you could be in the United States is if you're holding an office to the United States, which means you have elected to be an office holder of the position of a U.S. citizen, and that U.S. citizen is your birth certificate. I can show anybody what I'm saying in the law. It's not conspiracy. It's not, you know, something you can't wrap your mind around. You can find it in the law and go, wait a minute. Well, why would they have to do that? It's because you are born free as an American under God, and you're enslaved to these corporations unknowingly by your parents, where they signed away what's known as the title equivalent of you on that birth certificate. And nobody comes and makes a claim, and next thing you know, you start getting your own driver's license, your own Social Security, and that's how they have a contract and a tie to you. Otherwise, there is no tie. And that's why you need to come out, because there is a safety net in man's law and in God's law. And this is why that's so critical for people to get their minds wrapped around this. But to answer your question, they're going to come out with all kinds of vaccinations on this, and people are going to go and put their arms out and gladly get a shot. It's crazy.
Pastor Wright, you've been waiting patiently. Any of your thoughts of anything we've discussed up until this point, you know, especially from a biblical, from a pastor standpoint?
I mean, what Kelby's saying is right on. And the scripture teaches it, tells us what to do. And, you know, we're talking about fear earlier. And, you know, that's a major, major component.
What role should churches be taking right now? Because I've been so disillusioned and so upset with that's why I'm so pleased to meet you, Pastor, because churches are just going along with this. They're helping lead the flock right into the pen. That's what I see.
Can I address that question real quick before the pastor does? The church is a body of people. The people need to support their dang pastors. The people need to show up at their churches with their finances and with their work efforts, and they need to take the role of what the government is doing away from the government and bring it back to the church. under God, where the people come together and take care of each other. That's the problem we have, is people look at the church as the pastor alone. That's not it. The church is made up of a body of people, and the people are failing in this country all the way across the board.
Ooh, that's pretty profound.
Hey, if you want to come to Covenant Love next Sunday, and I give you the podium and let you get an edge and do that speech for you, man.
Hey, if you're going to do that, maybe I need to go down there, too.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're right on. And it's interesting because I'm watching what's going on with churches in our area, and they're canceling church services and canceling activities. There's a place, a church that I play ball at, you know, get some exercise Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. They're shutting that down now. And so, you know, I responded to a text message that one of the guys sent me. I said, hey, listen, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind.
2000. Sorry. Say that again. Yeah. God didn't give us a spirit of fear. Go ahead.
He didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. And of all the people that cannot, you know, bend over to fear, it's the body of Christ. But again, like we were talking about earlier, if you don't know who you are, you know, both on this land and in Christ, you're going to bend over, and you're going to, fear is where you give your power away to the enemy.
Mm. Very, very profound. Kel, we got quite a bit for, we got five or six minutes before the break. My mind, there's a lot of places, I'm sure a lot of people who are listening. Why don't you tell our audience, if they don't know you, which we have new listeners all the time, tell them about His Advocates and kind of what you do, and, you know, a state, citizenship passport, just so maybe introduce that. What is it that His Advocates does?
All right. So first, thank you, Daniel. First off, people need to understand coming out of her is a command to the body of Christ, by God. And people think because it's in Revelations that, towards the end of Revelations, it doesn't, matter because they've been taught they're going to be in heaven. And that's, frankly, a misinterpretation of God's word. Throughout the Bible, there's multiple scriptures talking about this for the end times, both from a prophetical standpoint, all from a prophetical standpoint. But the reality is this country, just real quick, is the only nation ever to come out from the structure of tyranny and become self-governed. This country says God is king and we are self-governed. And this nation is the melting pot of the entire world coming over to here in the end days, 1700s, 1600s, 1800s, and coming together, both Jews and Christians and blacks and Mexicans and whites and yellows and whatever. The world, we came as a body of people and basically came back to the original form of government God had on this earth with Israel, his original people, way back in the day. And what we did was unlike any other nation. We put into law self-governance. We put into law our ability to own land. We put into law the constructs that protect ourselves. And that is called state citizenship. State citizenship, people think, is a region. It is not. If you read and understand the definition of the word state, it is a state of being. Happened to be located in a region called California. You literally, on our land, can become a state citizen like Ben Franklin was. There was no founding father that was ever a United States citizen. Let me say it again a little slower for the hearing impaired. There was no founding father that was ever a United States citizen. Okay? They were all.
What'd you say, Kel? I didn't catch you. Say it again.
We didn't hear you.
Say it again. No, that's important. That's very important.
It is. There's no founding father that was a state, that was a United States citizen. They were all State of the Union citizens. That citizenship, known as the United States, is a corporate citizenship that makes you surety to the banks. Do you really want your kids and your grandkids to be surety for yourself? For the banks. No. Guess what? By election, by allegiance, you can remove yourself from being indebted to that corporation very simply. And his advocates basically walks people through the steps of what it takes to do that. It is, you got to look at every contract you sign. It's very important to understand they all are relevant. Your Social Security contract, your driver's license agreement, your marriage agreement, your voter's registration agreement, how you're holding basically the office of the person, how you're receiving mail, how are you conducting business, how are you, you know, all those things have to be addressed. And us as a ministry are walking people from being surety to the corporation to being free under God, period.
Explain.
It is absolutely a physical response. It is not, people think come out of her, my people, is just a spiritually. No, bull, you already are spiritually free. You're his people. He's commanding you to come out of a structure. The question is, what is that structure? So if people have questions about what that structure is, they can go to youtube.com/HisAdvocates, H-I-S, Advocates, and they can watch our playlist, and our playlist on coming out of her will describe in many different of those videos what her means. And when you get your mind wrapped around Revelations 18 and you start looking at how the United States has come across this world with its military industrial complex and become that Babylonian system and structure. And then you look at how in that same chapter, the beast gets really pissed at the United States. The beast structure, I don't want to get into it with people what it all is right now, but right now this administration is pissing off the global structure. Right now you're about to see war at the highest of levels. Principalities and powers are majorly at war right now, and we're going to see some major changes here, and I'm excited that I'm a part of the good team.
The call that you have tonight at 6 p.m., is that Pacific or Eastern, or 6 p.m. when?
Pacific 6 p.m. Pacific. I'm going to be going live on my YouTube channel for the first time. I'm going to be doing an emergency update for everybody, both His Advocates members and people like of the Power Hour.
Very good. His Advocates on YouTube channel. Is there a phone number they can call in to call that, or just live on Facebook?
We're going to be live on YouTube tonight. They can go to hisadvocates.org, and they can watch me live there as well.
Hisadvocates.org.
Or hisadvocates.tv.
Hisadvocates.tv.
Sorry.
We'll get that straight on the other side. We'll get straight. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Hisadvocates.org. Kelby Smith, Pastor Wright. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Man of Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
ThePowerMall.com. ThePowerMall.com. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Okay. We're the most chemically filled country probably in the history of the world, at least that we know, the recorded history of the world, the United States of America. We have more glyphosate 6 times in our body, in our blood, than Europe does. If you don't detox with the products, the detox cocktail and the alpha lipoic acid R and the L-glutathione over at the Power Mall, then how are you going to detox? So there's only 2 things that cause the disease, toxicity and nutrient deficiency. If you don't get the nutrients from the high-quality supplements we have, where are you going to get them? You know about Amazon. You already know that a big percentage of the products and the things you buy there, they may seem cheaper. They're not even real. That's been proven. Cass Ingram told you that. Cass Ingram's coming on later this week, by the way. That'll be very interesting. This is very important. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. That's what we want. That's what I want. That's why I get up in the morning and they get ready for the show. That's what I want. That's what I'm here for. And that's what I know our guests, Kelby and Pastor Wright, I know that's what in their heart also. Anyway, vitamin C, vitamin D, selenium, magnesium, zinc. You heard Dr. Rogers' interview. Dr. Rogers is going to be on again this week going over these things. These things are essential. The Strauss heart drops, the kidney formula, the CardioCom. The Prostex by Global Healing Center, also on sale over at the Power Mall. New that we've added that. The Lateral Flora, the probiotics, the wide variety of products. You know them, you love them, you've used them, you've told people about them. We thank you for buying from the good guys. We thank you for supporting us. I don't know what the future is going to be. I don't know what's going to happen here in the short term. But we'll be here as long as you're here, as long as you're supporting us and doing these things. This certainly puts a kink in what we're doing with the sheriffs and trying to meet. We had some big meetings scheduled with a lot of sheriffs and things going on. I don't even know if we're going to be able to have them now and what that means. Talk about getting derailed. We need your prayers and we pray for you. And we're in this together. And we don't need to fear, but we need to go firm in the Lord and to be with God and be on that place. And so that's what we want. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. Whatever you need over there, check it out. Thank you so much for your support. If there's something you really need, you can't afford it or what have you, please express that. I know that may seem awkward or whatever. Look, we want to help you. We want to see if we can make it work. So, our guest today, Kelby Smith, Pastor Wright is also joining us, America's pastor from Covenant Love Christian Center there outside of Dallas. Kelby from hisadvocates.org. He has a live, what would you call it? A YouTube? It's not a broad, what is that? A live pod, a podcast live on YouTube. First time tonight, 6 p.m. Pacific time, California time. Right. You can check that out at His Advocates YouTube and also hisadvocates.org. Incredible information about who you are, what is the United States of America, and how to know the difference. So, Kel, we live pretty far here away from California. We're hearing about Oregon and Washington. We've had callers, emails. You live in California. Give us a little idea of what it's like logistically. What are we seeing on the streets? What are people talking about? What is going on in the grocery stores, what have you?
Okay, so I got a quick story. This is hilarious. This is 3 days ago in Newport Beach at the Mother's, which is a high-end grocery store that serves mostly organic foods. And I got my toilet paper in my basket, and there's a guy in the line behind me. And while I'm loading up my tray cart or the basket to the tray to pay for it, this guy behind my back steals my toilet paper and puts it in his basket. And so... And I told the pastor, I was talking to the pastor on the show yesterday, just we happened to talk. He didn't know I was going to be on today, and I didn't know he was going to be on. Kind of funny. But I was telling him it took everything I had to not just turn and derail this guy. But I've spent a lot of time to prepare, but I can only imagine if, A, I wasn't a believer, and, B, I didn't have toilet paper already, what I would have done. And I mean, it's hilarious what's going on. All the markets, Trader Joe's, I'm going to say has 20% stock, completely empty. All the breads, everything you can think of in the freezer section it's all empty. All the meats are gone. It's eerie. Okay, Walmart rationing the toilet paper, all the toilet paper shelves, all the paper towel shelves, all the, and I went for the wet wipes first when I started realizing people were sold out of toilet papers 5 days ago. I went for wet wipes and I was stocking up on wet wipes, and here's another funny thing. And I know we're men and stuff, but the reality is, something that is not being sold online in a high degree right now that you can get that'll take care of you in the time in the very near future, buy a bidet, okay? Buy a bidet. It will save you on toilet paper. It will save you on cleanliness. You can get one that has heat. It'll heat the water. And it changed your life.
You're not going to hear this right on Rush Limbaugh, ladies and gentlemen.
And you want to get a bidet seat, like one that just fits on top of your existing toilet. That way you don't need it. You can get them for $25 to $300.
$25? What am I fighting toilet paper for?
Oh, yeah, $25. But now, if you want turbo with the heat and the heated water, it's going to be like $3. So, hey, listen, this is hot stuff. Let me tell you another hot item. People aren't thinking really clearly. They're thinking, like, the water shelves are empty, believe it or not. Well, you can make your own water, guys. You go look up a distiller machine, all right? You can get a distiller machine for $60. It'll give you a gallon or 2 gallons a day. It pulls the water out of the air. Now, if those are gone, go to Home Depot and buy a reverse humidifier machine. A reverse humidifier takes the water out of the air, and we have two of those, and they make about 8 gallons a day. Here's the important thing. They're $40, $50 on eBay. Buy an O3 generator. An O3 generator, you can put it into your water, and it will kill all the negative ions, all the particulates, all the disease, all the basically the virus. It'll kill whatever's in that water. So when I make water, I'm buying distilled water, I'm putting an O3 generator in it, and then I put it into a thing that spins it, departiculizes the water, and makes it alkaline and also makes it mineralized. And so my water is perfect. So it hydrates my body, mineralizes my body, alkalines my body. My body last tested, I was at 7.8 alkaline, which means cancer cannot survive in this body, okay? And the more you're flushing your body out with good water, the better off you are. And if you can make your own water and clean your own water and mineralize your own water at home, you're in a good spot. And you can do all that for a few hundred bucks. And then you can go to the toilet and flush it down with a bidet shower. You know what I'm saying?
You got me thinking now. I want the warm, you know, the super turbo one with the warm water. I mean, I don't want cold water. Wow. This is what we've come to, ladies and gentlemen.
We're three men talking about something that's going to, you know, yeah, whatever.
Well, last week, we had Wayne Elliott on, and we were talking about urine streams and kidney formulas and prostates. So we're just, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Half our audience
urine
to just roll.
Really?
Yeah, for real. Like, never mind.
I would love to have been a part of that conversation.
Well, we'll just leave it at that. We'll just leave it there. Let's get this shit back on the rails a little bit. And it's good. I think it's good to have fun and laugh about some of these things. I mean, why not have fun in the middle of this? And yeah, absolutely. Yeah. How serious do you think?
Okay, let's talk about sysops. Let's talk about mind change. Let's talk about what's going on.
Yes. Okay. You've used the word sysop several times here. Tell us what sysop means. That's very important.
Basically, it's an operation designed to make the people move into patterns that they're trying to make them move into. So when you have, I mean, there's other definitions too, but that's basically, you know, what they're doing today. And they take baby steps, like the mayor that's trying to enforce being able to take away guns. They put people as a sacrificial lamb on the altar, like this mayor. Tell the mayor. She has all kinds of power. Tell her because she's one of those probably Democrats that hates guns and hates men and whatever else. And I'm only saying that because that's probably the truth. And they give her power, and then she goes on to the media and says the power, and then the people revolt, and they start measuring the revolt, and they start measuring how far can they push in these specific industries. And I don't know if you guys remember 10 years ago, They sent out a Russian team of 10 or 15 guys to drive cars that look like police cars but private security, and told them to start pulling over people and ask these questions. I don't know if you guys remember that, but they were testing our ability to put up with the junk of them bringing on a global force to reinforce.
What were the questions?
Oh, just where are you going? What are you doing? You know, stuff like
getting used to being pulled over by foreign people and that kind
correct.
Of thing.
Correct. And then the people started saying, "Who are you? What branch of government are you from?" And they were a private security force, all Russians, and brought in by the UN and or the United States government to test the waters with the people. So that was a sysop. And so when you talk about these sysops, like Governor Newsom here in California. He basically threw it out there yesterday. All bars are closed. Okay, look, I understand there might be a serious issue with this virus. I got it. But getting the people and putting on all the billboards, don't hang out in crowds, go stay in your house. What is the reason behind the sysop? What are the things that are down the road that we will be more used to that they're really going to bring out? Like when the people are in their homes, that when they knock on your door to take your guns and your food, you're going to be home, okay? There's something to think about. We already know in California there's pods where they've converted tanks with that are supposed to be able to drive on sand only to the streets. They've converted them to be able to drive on the streets. There's one down in the old Penny Saver building here in Brea. The point being, they are doing this by design so they can roll out an ultimate plan down the road, and whatever that plan is. And the media is behind it 100%, which tells me the administration is not.
Well, that's
I want
what
you to
I
think about this.
that's when I started this morning. When you talk about the NBA canceled their season, Major League Baseball is canceling, or at least temporarily canceling their season. You're talking about the government. You're talking about the media. At that level, the coordination Disneyland. That it takes, it's unbelievable. Disneyland, the coordination at that level has to be, whoa.
That's all you have to do is look at what's being told. Look, why would 300 CEOs in the last 2-3 months retire or quit? Why? I need you guys to understand something. Understand this. Why are 300 CEOs, all of it, because they're part of the club, all right? And they're being noticed on stuff. They're selling the crud out of their stocks right now.
Yeah,
they're shorting
that's what Jay was saying last week.
Positions. They're bailing out on their retirement packages, cashing in their retirement packages. They know something's up. And when you have that much, when Bill Gates 2 days ago steps down from all of his boards, okay, he's probably getting on his boat right now that's 400 feet long with his SEAL teams and going out into the middle of the ocean to relax.
Well, I heard I heard by a pretty reliable source he's going underground. That's what I heard. And maybe
probably.
It's true, maybe it's not. But anyway, go ahead.
Probably. Yeah, well, the Bible says all these guys are going to go hide in the rocks in Revelation 6, I think it is.
Ooh.
You know, let them go, man, and they will be in as much trouble as anybody else. Here's the point, guys. We have some serious stuff happening, and it really isn't funny. But a sysop is something that changes your mind. I want people to start thinking in more of a positive result for themselves and stop thinking the woe is me stuff, because we are creating our own positions through this as well. It's not, yes, I believe in the law of attraction, but not because of a worldly perspective. I believe it because of the Bible says it's true. And when you understand that you can put something at the foot of the cross and believe upon it and believe you're worthy to receive it, you will, God will, so long as it serves his purpose, God will absolutely bless you and whatever that means to you. And it could be something as simple as joy. And look, I'm going to tell you right now, just like we were laughing about it, you have no idea how important that is, that you incorporate laughter and joy throughout your day right now. Because if you're not, you're going to be in a lot of trouble personally, because your mind will be on that sysop. That sysop is designed to bring you to a point of a personal life perspective that will never change. It will always be negative. And we can't let them do that to us.
Pastor Wright, I mean, you obviously, your biblical perspective, what would you say to what Kelby just brought to us?
All I can say is amen.
How, well, amen. I mean, what do the scriptures say about us being creators, the divinity within us, all the things that we've discussed on this? How biblical is that? How important is it? Are we missing the mark right in front of us?
Yeah. Well, you look at Proverbs 18:20 and 21, for one, it tells us that a man's belly will be satisfied but with the fruit of his mouth. And then it tells us that death and life are in the power of the tongue. And whichever one you love is what you're going to draw and attract to you. Jesus also told us that whatever we would say is what we would receive. So, I mean, all of that, it all rolls together. And if I want my life and my God-given existence to be what he wants it to be, then I'm going to have to get in agreement with him and what he says in his word about me. And it has to go into my heart, and it has to come out of my mouth. And that's why, you know, earlier when we talked about fear and how all of what's going on right now is to promote fear and to control people with fear, well, we have to rebel against that. And nobody can do that for you. You're going to have to find what God says and what he says about your destiny, what he says about who you are, what he says about the land that you live on, what he says about who we are to be, and put that in your heart and in your mouth, and you're going to have to declare those things. I'm free. And all the things that, you know, Kelby is sharing with us and talking about, those are the actions and the end results of what we should be saying first and foremost, because we're going to have to declare, first of all, what the Lord says in his word about us, and we're going to have to declare also what that Declaration of Independence says about us. We have to put that in our mouth, and our words are going to begin to direct and order our steps and our paths, and also draw to us what God says we're to have. That's part of our creativity and our divinity.
Kelby, you live pretty fairly close to Hollywood. I mean, that's kind of been the center. You talk about media, you talk about marketing, you talk about SysOp. Hollywood's ground zero throughout the world. What are you getting perspective around that area? What are you hearing from there?
Well, because I have a friend in Hollywood, they're hearing the same things that we are, only they're hearing it from their Democratic friends and leadership within the Capitol. They're hearing a major shift in Hollywood from a standpoint of dark movies, a big push because there has been a resurgence of Christian and good movies in the last several years. Hollywood has gone through a kind of a cleansing, showing the pedophilia, showing the, you know, taking the major producers out. You have people that have been talking about the pedophilia in Hollywood. Well, the pedophilia is mainly in Capitol Hill, in Washington, and all throughout the nation. And that sin of, you know, going after a child and hurting the child, sexually, physically, to the point of sacrifice. And this is what they are doing. Is so great and such a shame that ultimately it's, you know, and I know that's not related to the question you're asking, but ultimately it's a debt that's going to get paid in great numbers. And so there's people out there that are trying to produce on low levels really good movies and good content, but there's a major resurgence of the bad stuff. Like the show Lucifer, different things like that are just making it mainstream that it's okay to be, you know. And there's another one called Ted Danson is in it. It's about heaven. I forget the name, but.
Well, let me twist the question. We hear this all the time. How prevalent is Luciferianism in Hollywood throughout, you know, the people who are really part of it?
Okay, I want you to imagine it this way. You get into Hollywood, you're a kid, you're 19 years old, whatever, and you make it, and you get your first show. They invite you. This is what they did with a friend of mine that's a major in Hollywood. They invite you to go with them on a trip and bring your girlfriend, bring your wife. And what they do with the guy, they separate the guy from the girl. And what they do with the girl is they reprogram her. They sexually abuse her for that entire week and reprogram her to work for them so that she will do in that actor's ear whatever they want that actor to do. And so that's literally...
Whoa.
He got warned before by one of the producers and told him, T, you're a good man, blah, 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 don't go. And here's why. And he like went, whoa. So it was God protecting him. But this is what happens to every single one of these kids on all these shows. They're all turned out. They're all performing. This is what happened to Corey Hines, who killed himself supposedly. He was turned out. He came out publicly and said, you know what was happening in the pool. You knew what was happening when they shut the doors. They were forced to do things with producers and directors, and so these guys are raping little children of the same sex,
gosh.
And it's
yeah,
horrific. Anyway, they're coming out. It's all good. What's done in the dark will come out.
We got about 3 or 4 minutes left. It's been a pleasure. It's been way too long. I so respect what you've done. I so respect your work and who you are. And
thank you, brother.
And I mean, it's, ladies and gentlemen, we haven't even touched the surface on his work at His Advocates and about state citizenship and about who you are, U.S. citizen, all these things. I really encourage you, if you have time, or I'm sure you can go back and listen to his YouTube cast tonight at 6 p.m. HisAdvocates.org. You can go and look up all those things. Just again, for the audience, what are people going to hear tonight on your YouTube broadcast?
I'm going to basically nail down the SysOp for why they need to be thinking about what they're doing right now, because and how they're hearing things and what the design is behind those things and really what is happening. Because every move they make, this is chess. You have to be counteracting yourself. Yes, be ready, but there's more important things that you need to be doing with your jurisdiction, with your health, with your mind, so you can have sanity. It doesn't matter if you're in a good spot jurisdictionally or in a good spot from a farm standpoint with food and ammo and animals. That doesn't matter if your mind is believing on what's coming. And so you have to put yourself in a perspective, and we're going to be dealing with all of the elements of what we've basically talked about today, just a little more in depth. We haven't really had the time.
Well, fantastic. Pastor Wright, we got a minute or so. Last thought is yours. You leave us with a good word or a good scripture.
Yeah, I would encourage people to go to the scriptures. Their 1 John 4:16-18 is a good one. Realize how much the Father loves you and how believing and trusting in that love will be something that will help you come against fear. Get your mouth right. Don't get in agreement with all the things that you're seeing over the TV, hearing over the airwaves that are promoting fear and bondage. Just don't do it. Do what you need to take care of your family, prepare yourself for certain things, but just don't get in agreement with the fear. Don't talk it. Don't give your mind over to it. Go to the Bible and look at the blessing that God has for you and his people, for him and his people, and spread what's good. Laugh. Tell other people about what's going on. I went to the bank this morning and shared some things with the tellers that were there and help people keep their spirits up and show them how to walk in health. Tell them the things that will help them.
Well, very good. What do you call a cow with no legs, Kelby?
I don't know what.
Ground beef. Just a little joke. Just a little joke to lighten the mood.
Lord, okay.
God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. I want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. Please check out Kelby's thing tonight, 6 o'clock, hisadvocates.org, hisadvocates on YouTube. Stay right there, YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, we care about you. We believe in you, and we're with you. And let us know what we can do. Call the Power Mall if you need anything. Thank you, and God bless you. See you tomorrow. Thank you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.